Welcome to the Vamos podcast. With me here today is Claes Erdmann, president of Smart Transport at AdSecure. Welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good.
We discussed it for a long time to try and set this up. So finally, we're here, and I'm really happy to have a chance to talk to you and all the listeners.
Wonderful. It's great to have you. So tell us, what does AdSecure do, and why do you do what you do?
So AdSecure is essentially an IoT company. And why do we do what we do? Because we believe in a smarter and safer world. And AdSecure started out, I think, some 15 years ago or so, with companies in alarm handling and alarm communication coming together in Sweden, and they in turn had a history with the Swedish PTT Telia and the Norwegian Telenor, and that formed the start for the company. And since then, we have acquired and invested into different IoT verticals, where alarm handling is one important one, and another important one is what I represent, which is in, let's call it, telematics. I think that's a term everyone in the industry is familiar with. But we're also doing video surveillance for construction sites, etc. And we have our site set on expanding into further IoT verticals and continuing to grow the company significantly in the years to come.
Sounds wonderful. So when you say years to come, my next question to you is, where do you see your business heading in the next 5 to 10 years?
That's a good question. And let's start with AdSecure overall. I mean, currently we have a turnover of more than 200 million euro. We're more than 1,000 employees, and we're present in, I would say, most countries in Europe, but with an especially strong position in our home turf, which is the Nordics. We will continue to grow, as I say, both within the verticals we are in, alarm handling, in telematics, and also enter into new verticals and continue to grow geographically. So for us, growth is paramount. It's one of our key focus areas. And as I say, both by growing the existing business organically, as one says, but also through acquisition. So the company is owned by a German-based private equity, and it's part of their approach to supporting our business that they support us with capital to do further investment. So we have a target to do, you know, up to a handful of acquisitions every year. And I think so far this year we have acquired, I think it's two companies so far this year. So that's on AdSecure overall, but maybe I should talk a bit further on the smart transport business, on telematics. And I came into the business 4 years ago. And at some stage, maybe we can talk a bit about my background, but I've been in different types of ICT in the past. So I came to AdSecure, and at the time we had acquired something like six different companies in telematics, all really being local champions in their respective countries, you know, Poland, Finland, Germany, UK, Netherlands, Switzerland, etc. And I was really asked to shape a coherent business and business unit from all of these acquisitions. And we've come a really long way, and we're taking very important strides on the portfolio side, with combining all the softwares we have into one offering, entering into new areas, transport management systems, fleet management systems, and video telematics systems. We're in most of Europe. We still need to cover, from my perspective, Spain and Italy, that are really large markets for heavy trucks. But we're everywhere else in Europe. So there's plenty of opportunity to grow, and my ambition with the transport business, with the telematics business, is that in the coming 5 to 10 years, we become the leading European player, both through organic growth and through continued acquisitions. Telematics is growing in general, but what is very obvious for anyone in the industry is that it's highly fragmented. There's a lot of players. And I think over time, the business will need to consolidate. To a certain extent, we see that on the fleet side, where smaller fleets get absorbed into larger fleet owners. I expect to see the same thing in telematics. What we do is essentially a software business. We provide software as a service solutions. And as we all know, having scale is very important in software development. If I look 10 years out, I'm convinced that there will be far fewer players and larger players, because that's the only way you can sustain the software business in the long term. And we aim to be the leading telematics player in Europe in the future.
It'll be interesting to see how this goes. As you said, it's very
Yes.
fragmented at the moment, so a lot of things can happen.
Yeah, I just to add to that, last week I was in Munich at a large exhibition in the transport and logistics space, and you see so many companies. I think there was one hall with just software companies that were in different parts of, let's say, the logistics value chain. Then you had ports, you had airports, everything was there. I think there was something like 60,000 visitors. My reflection on that is, if I were a fleet owner, I would be very confused by all the different software offerings and let's say different opportunities to use technology and IT and software to improve efficiency, safety, in my business. So I think we're at an exciting time. There needs to happen a lot, and there's clearly a lot going on in the industry, and a lot has been talked about for as long as I've been with the business. And as you say, it's going to be an interesting and exciting future. Vamos.
What's the most influential megatrend you keep an eye on, and why?
If I reflect on it, and maybe this is a good time to say a bit about my background. So I've been essentially in some sort of ICT ever since I left university. I started in the oil industry with level gauging for a short while, and then I spent 17 years in Ericsson, and I think that's one of the many, let's say, strong connections between Sweden and Finland throughout history, is we both came out as leaders in telecommunications, and I'm sure there's a few of your listeners who have a background in Nokia, and mine was in Ericsson. I spent 17 years there, 8 years in Asia. I really saw how mobile telephony and communication exploded, especially in Asia, where I was based, where it was going from nothing to 1 or even 200% communication in many of the markets where I was. Then I moved on to communication and software for healthcare, for hospitals, critical communication and software support to nurses in hospitals. And here I am now in telematics. There was a bit, I'm rambling a bit. So where does that take me with megatrends? I mean, on the technology side, I think we all hear the same things. Everything is connected. Interestingly enough, every truck is connected today, I think, from factory for sure. And much of the installed base is connected. Still, people like us are putting hardware in the tracks because the OEMs are not easily sharing all the data that they have. I don't think that can continue. I think the mindset we all have to have in the industry is that the data collected belongs to the customer, meaning the fleet owner, and they should be setting the direction for how they want to share that. And I think we all have to play along with those rules. I've seen that in the industries I've been in the past. Telecoms, of course, highly standardized and open interfaces. Same thing actually in healthcare. I saw a much higher level of data sharing and standardization there than I do in telematics. So I think from a pure telematics point of view, we're going to see more of people adopting an open mindset to sharing data, both because we have the data, it's available, and we should make it easy to share it, but also for people like ourselves in AdSecure and in smart transport, because we are increasingly part of a larger IT infrastructure in our customers. Every large fleet owner has a CIO and enterprise architecture that he's designing to. There's an ERP system, there's an HR system, etc. And we need to interact with those and we need to adapt to that structure. So it's also about us sharing the data that we collect in a good way. So people can use it in other systems, they can do BI, etc. Another mega trend is clearly AI. I'm not going to spend time on that because there's so many people who do, but we're already today designing our system so you can ask questions to it rather than ask for a BI report. You can just ask the system, who was my best performing driver last month, for example, and you'll get the response on that. One other I mentioned, which is around, I think, the consolidation of the industry. I think there's going to be fewer software providers and larger software providers just to support scale. And we're going to be part of that consolidation. And then the last thing to mention is maybe around, let's say, the smarter transport infrastructure. And then I'm thinking about everything we're talking about, the trucks and cars, the vehicles interacting with the road. So you get things like interacting on what the traffic environment looks like, what the speed limits are, self-driving vehicles, etc. I think there was more talk about that 5 years ago than today. And that's typically the case, that technical development goes slower than you think. But when you look back where you are and where you were 10 years ago, you are still astonished by how quick things
Exactly.
have moved. So I think there's going to be experimentation. I don't think that autonomous vehicles, etc., are around the corner. I think that's going to take a long, long time. But eventually we'll get there. And of course, that would be a very interesting and important change for the industry.
Yeah, so maybe not in 5 years. Let's see what happens in 10 years with the
Yeah, I
vehicles.
think it's more like 10 years. I will have retired by then.
Okay. Then to AdSecure, what is the most important factor that keeps your business afloat? Meaning value, practice, culture factor, or people, or how do you see it?
I think number one, we have a very strong culture in the company, which is around three things: customer focus, simplicity, and third, team spirit and cooperation. So I think we have come out of acquiring smaller local champions. In Finland, for example, we acquired a company called Petronix in telematics. We've acquired companies around alarming, etc. Everyone is, in a sense, coming from an entrepreneurial and small company setup. And we're really making an effort to maintain that family sense that you have when you work in a smaller company, even if we're now 1,000 people spread across Europe. So I think that's important, the people. That if we then translate that into, let's say, a business approach and what you as a customer to AdSecure can expect, it's a reflection of that. We are local. We are adapting to local requirements, local markets, local ways of doing business, while we still get the benefits of being a large organization. So when I run my local entities, whether they're in Sweden or Finland or Poland or France, I give a very high level of autonomy to the local management to shape the offering, to interact with customers, to take decisions on pricing, portfolio, etc. Because we think that it's so important that you are close to customers. That's one thing I learned throughout my career. Business is local. As long as you remember business is local, you will be doing well. Stay close to your customers and make a sincere and focused effort to understand them and their challenges and come up with local solutions to help them solve their challenges. As long as you have that mindset, you will be doing well. And when you forget it, when you try to centralize, etc., that's when you get lost. So being local, having a family sense within the company and reflecting that to customers, to me is really number one. Then, of course, we have great technology. You know, we have fantastic hardware. Software is fantastic. We have a lot of talented people, and we pick up a lot from the market. But any company can do that. I think it's being customer focused and staying close to customers. That's the most important thing you can do.
Learn more at vamosecosystem.fi.